What the disciples of Jesus were being accused of is harvesting. And I don't imagine that in any stretch of the imagination what we saw them doing, hungry men plucking the heads of grain off of ripe, it doesn't say if it's wheat or barley or whatever, and eating it. Because they are hungry. But it is the Sabbath day, and so the Pharisees say to him that they are doing that which is unlawful. The point of what Jesus says is that the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Just as the Son of Man has the power to forgive sin, just as the Son of Man has the power to heal, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. But it is the line that comes before that that I think we could understand it better. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. If I was to say, I am not made for heavy lifting, it would say something about lifting heavy objects, and something with myself is in is against each other. Something about my nature that's against heavy lifting. It might just be laziness, but when I say it that way, I'm not made for heavy lifting. That there's something contrary to who I am towards that heavy lifting. That is not how we are to understand this. And there are very few passages that I took the time to look up in the Greek, and this is one of them, because it can be translated differently using a different preposition. The Sabbath was made on account of man, not man on account of the Sabbath. I think this presents in English a better understanding of what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying that God created man and then created the Sabbath as a day of rest so that man could enter into it with him. But the human person was created first. They have the primacy. The Sabbath was created so that man could enter into rest with God. And so when we see it that way, we say that man was not made on account of the Sabbath. So God's going to create a day of rest. Now I have to create a creature who will rest on the Sabbath day in order to honor it, as if the Sabbath came first. And when we see it in this way, that the Sabbath was created for our entering into, it stretches the minds of those who hear. For the Pharisee, it was about the law. Fulfill the law. Fulfill the law. Jesus is trying to get them to see underneath, to see to its purpose. We still have the obligation to keep holy the Sabbath day. We still have that obligation. But could you imagine being obliged, commanded to rest? There's something about that is contrary. I mean, you can command people to work, but commanding people to rest, it sounds like, well, duh, it's an obvious thing. If you have the opportunity to rest, if it's given to you as a right by God, a gift, then you would enter into it, right? Yeah, you would think we would. So, my brothers and sisters, simply put, there the intention of the law and the giving of the law for the human family was intended to bless us. To bless us in right action. And in this case, acknowledging the Sabbath day was given to us so that we could rest with God. Let us not take the gift of God and turn it into a burden. Amen.